I'd like to begin by thanking those who have told me that they're listening to the 5-Minute Bible Lessons, or that you're sharing them with your family and doing the lesson together. That's wonderful news, and I do appreciate the encouragement. This particular lesson is entitled Start Something, and what I mean by that is there may be an activity that you know God wants you to be doing, but it's hard to get started with it. It could be something that you know is being obedient to God's word, such as reading your Bible, having a regular prayer time, having a family devotional time with your family, or memorizing Bible verses on your own or as a family. Well, don't allow yourself to fall into the trap of thinking that you have to do all of this perfectly. Perfection can sometimes be the enemy of getting started by doing something in a small measure, or just doing something good or well, rather than having it perfectly to your liking. For instance, it's February 14th now, and you may be saying, I meant to read the Bible through in 2021, but now it's too late. I really haven't gotten off to a good start, and so I'm not going to be able to read the Bible through this year. I just won't do it. No, do something. Start somewhere. Use the opportunity you have to read the Bible. Just don't let the goal of reading the whole Bible this year stop you from doing what you should do. It may just be that you change the goal to I'll read the Old Testament this year. That would be 3/4 of the Bible. If you read the Bible through in a year, it takes about 9 months to read the Old Testament and 3 months to read the New Testament. So figure out a smaller goal, but one that's manageable. The same thing could be with prayer. Some people have a vision of praying an hour a day, and that's a wonderful thing to do. And if God gives you the discipline to do that, I have nothing but praise for that. But if you think that you should pray an hour a day and you don't get to do that, and so you end up not praying, that's the wrong attitude to have. If you can start by spending 5 minutes in prayer, that would be wonderful. Then you can build up. And I have seen over the years that people who God is working in their heart and their mind, they'll begin with a smaller amount of time. And over the period of time and maturing, they begin to pray longer. With a family devotional time, you might say, well, I need something very organized. No, start with something simple. Just get started. Pick up a good Christian storybook to read to your children. You don't have to reinvent a Bible study for your family. C.S. Lewis's Narnia Chronicles are certainly very worthwhile reading with just about any age group of children. And I can remember way back when my mother began reading The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and how excited I was every time there was a new installment. So don't let perfection become the enemy of you getting started doing something that you know God wants you to do. And it doesn't just have to be one of these so-called holy disciplines. It could be something that you believe God would want you to do in the way of serving him, or if he wants you to put a particular person on your heart to pray for them, or to show hospitality to them, perhaps have a little ministry of getting gospel materials for people who are around you, who you know are not saved, so that you can give them a New Testament or gospel tracts, or ask them if they would be interested in reading the Bible with you so that you could explain it to them. Just start somewhere and ask the Lord to move you and to bless you as you do that. I believe he will, and I think you'll see it makes a change in the year ahead for you. God bless you.